Oh, this is August the 29th. We're all down here at McMurray's. My grandson and his family are here from California. The children want me to read them a story. I'm going to read to Glenda McMurray and to Jeannie McMurray the Patrick, the fuzziest bunny. Yes, this is the very meadow where it all happened, not so long ago. It was way over there across the brook where the brush grows in a thick tangle that Mrs. Rabbit lived with her family of five fuzzy little bunnies. The biggest and the fuzziest and the laziest of them all was Patrick Rabbit. And this is the story. What happened there in the meadow happened to him. And it was all because, but you'll find out about that soon enough. One afternoon, Patrick's brother, Timothy and Thomas said, "We're going out to braid a grass rope for our big kite. Don't you want to come along?" Pat went, but he did not work any harder than was necessary. And when Timothy and Thomas said, "Look, Pat, some of the clover down near the brook would be just the thing to braid into the kite tail. Won't you bring us some?" Patrick scampered off to the clover patch agreeably enough. But once he was there, instead of picking the long clover stems, he busied himself nibbling off the sweet pink blossoms. He ate and he ate, and his stomach grew rounder and fuller of pink blossoms. He grew drowsier and drowsier, and soon he curled up in the clover patch and went to sleep. While he was asleep, Timothy and Thomas finished the grass rope, and soon their big kite was sailing along merrily high above the meadow. But Patrick Rabbit never saw it, since he was sound asleep. By the time he woke up, he was stiff and cold, with burrs and matted in his fur. Timothy and Thomas had pulled down their kite and gone home for supper. The next day, Mother Rabbit said, "How would you like to take a picnic lunch to the woods across the meadow?" "Fun, fun," cried the little rat. All but Patrick. Patrick thought a picnic meant carrying lunch baskets, and that was too much like work for him. So he thought of a clever way to outsmart them. All the others were packing the lunch of crisp carrots and radishes and lettuce and new green peas. Patrick stayed in another room, combing busily away at the burrs in his fur coat. "You go ahead," he said. "I still have some burrs to comb out of my fur, but I'll meet you all in the woods." When the baskets were packed, he called goodbye to his mother and brothers and sisters, and he watched them start off across the meadow. Then he stopped combing the fuzzy fur and stretched out comfortably with a storybook. After a while, he closed the book with a smile, for he was feeling very well pleased with himself. Then he started for the woods without a single basket to carry. Soon he came to a fork in the path, and he stopped uncertainly. Both paths seemed to lead to the woods, said Pat Rabbit to himself. "I wonder which one they took." His family had, of course, gone down to one of the paths, and they were that moment all busy spreading their picnic lunch under the trees. "Where do you suppose Patrick can be?" his mother wondered, as she shooed a curious ant off of the checkered picnic cloth. "Oh, he's probably off somewhere weaving a story," guessed Susie and Katie. "Or eating clover blossoms," said Thomas and Timothy. But none of them dreamed that Patrick Rabbit was still way back at the entrance of the woods trying to figure out which path he should take. A big brown and white cow was standing nearby, lazily chewing her cud and swishing her tail over her back. So Patrick hopped over and said, "Could you please tell me if you've seen a mother rabbit and four bunnies passed as they came, picnic lunch baskets. Just the mention of those lunch baskets made him think of radishes and carrots and sweet green peas, and made him very hungry. The brown and white cow turned her large round eyes upon him slowly, shifted her cud, and moved a reply. "Yes, Fuzzy Bunny, I saw your family pass here some time ago. They went down the right-hand path to the wood." "Thank you," said Pappy. But to himself he thought, "The other path looks shorter and easier to follow. I'll try it." As soon as he was out of sight of the brown and white cow, he scampered away down the left-handed path. Far ahead on the other path, the picnic was going on in lively style. Lunch had been finished. Mother Rabbit was sitting under a big tree, busy with her knitting and trying to keep an eye on the youngsters. The children were very busy with a game of hide and seek. The woods was a fine place for hide and seek. Every tree and shrub made a lovely hiding place. The happy little rabbits never thought that the woods could also be an easy place in which to get lost. But that was what had happened to Patrick. He was lost. Patrick Rabbit was being just the tiniest bit frightened, as well as very, very hungry. "What is the matter, young fellow?" asked a squeaky little voice beside him. "Lost?" Startled, Patrick turned around and found himself face to face with a friendly-looking woodchuck. "Lost?" he stammered. "Of course not. I'm just out for a little walk." He wouldn't admit that he was lost. "Just as you say, son," said the woodchuck. "I know these woods fairly well, and I just thought if you were lost, I might be able to help you." Patrick was almost sorry he had not told the truth, but he could not turn back now. "Goodbye," said the woodchuck, and he disappeared in the gloomy shadows of the wood. Patrick Rabbit was alone once more. Soon a tear came trickling down his nose, and then another, and another, and another. Could they all be tears? Then it struck him all at once, why is it rain? From across the woods at the picnic grounds, Mother Rabbit had long since sighted the low, dark rain cloud scudding towards the woods. Quickly she called the four little bunnies back from their grain of hide and seek. Together they gathered up the empty picnic basket, and home they scampered. Just ahead of the storm, they reached their home thicket just as the big raindrops begin to patter down. Patrick Rabbit was not so lucky. He huddled under the scanty branches of the drooping bush and shivered as the rain soaked through his thick, fuzzy fur. He was feeling gloomy. Indeed, when a voice came to him through the loud splashing of the rain and the creaking of the tree branches, "Are you there, son?" it said, and looking eagerly around, he saw that woodchuck hustling toward him, holding out a big leaf umbrella over himself. "I told my wife I was afraid you'd be caught out here, and she sent me home to fetch you. Home with me." "Thank you," quivered Patrick, and he followed the cheery little fellow to a nearby burrow for a very cleverly hidden entrance. The narrow doorway was a tight fit for the chubby bunny, but he made it, and soon he found himself in a warm, cozy living room, lit by the glow of a cheery hearth fire. In a twinkling, Mrs. Woodchuck appeared with a bowl of steaming hot soup. Patrick Rabbit felt a strange lump in his throat. Mr. and Mrs. Woodchuck had gone to all this bother just to be friendly. "I suppose you know," he said slyly, as he slipped the hot soup. "I really was lost in the woods. I just didn't want to admit it." "I suspected it, son," said the woodchuck. taking a deep pull on his pipe. It happens to the best of us once we're out of our own neighborhood. I've been lost on the meadows myself. Some I won't fall too, Patrick confessed. I took the wrong path just because it looked easy. I was a blown because I was too lazy to help carry the basket. And stayed behind to take the birds out of my fuzzy coat, and I wouldn't have had those if I hadn't been too lazy to help my brothers with their kite. Well, you're in a bad way, said Mr. Woodchuck. You've made yourself mighty unhappy, haven't you, by not wanting to help other people. It's really lots of fun, too. Pat Rabbit nodded. His nose was quivering so that he couldn't talk, but Mr. Woodchuck pretended that he didn't notice it and went right on. As soon as the rain stops, I'll take you home. I don't want to hurry you, said Mrs. Woodchuck, bustling into the room with a plate of fresh cookies. But the sun is coming out again right this minute. So off they started through the sparkling, sunny woods. The path that led to the meadows was full of excitement. A bluebird flew along, chirping. Mrs. Rabbit's biggest bunny is homeward bound, safe and sound. He told all the woodland neighbors. I'm certainly glad to hear it, said everyone he met. There's been some excitement round here. Everybody's been hunting for you. On flew the bluebird to the broad, sunny meadows. In the meadow stood the big brown and white cow, anxiously chewing her cud and looking to the left and to the right with her big brown eyes. Mrs. Rabbit's bunny, Patrick, is homeward bound, safe and sound, chirped the bluebird. Well, I'm certainly glad to hear it, mooed the cow. How friendly everybody is, Patrick said to himself. They're happy because they're helping. Patrick, Pat, Rabbit, he's back, shouted happy voices, and Aunt Susie and Kate and Thomas and Timothy came skipping out to meet them. The next minute, Patrick was being snatched up by his mother's big warm hug, and he knew that she was glad that he was back again. His bunny heart was just heaped full of friendliness and love. Yes, it all happened right here in this meadow in the woods over yonder. Over there by the brushes thicket, Mrs. Rabbit lives with her five fluffy bunnies, and the fuzziest and friendliest of the most helpful men now is Patrick Rabbit. And this is the story. Well, this story is ended. This is by your great-grandma Dale. And while we're talking of it, we must always remember that Patrick Rabbit, if he'd have been willing to do his share of the work, why, he'd have never had such a time. But he didn't want to do the work and just wanted to eat what was in the baskets and have a good time without any work. Well, this story is ended, and it's now time for bed. So we'll bid you all goodbye.